Sybil, I pray thee specially, by sign thou would me certify what time that lord so royally to reign he shall begin.
Sir, I shall tell you wittily his signs when I see verily, for when he comes through his mercy, one mankind he will mine. Well, I wot forsooth I wis that God will bring mankind to bliss, and send from heaven life's well this, his Son, our Saviour, Jesu Christ. Nothing amiss called he shall be in his, overcome the devil, and this he coined to us, and be our conqueror. But what time, sir, in good faith, that he will come, can I not say? Therefore in this place I will pray to greatest God of might. And if I see aught to your pay, ghostly by any way, warn you I shall anoint this day and show it to you in your sight.
And the Sybil now prays. Meanwhile,
peace I bid king and knight, men and women, and each right. Till I have told that I have tight, stand still both strong and stout. My lord Octavian, much of might, command you should be ready dight. Tribute he will have in height of all his word about. He will have ridden each country, castle, shire, and eke city. Men and women, leave you me, and all that be therein. A penny of each man have will he, the value of 10 pieces it shall be, to knowledge that he has sovereignty, full of all mankind.
And so this announcement has been made on the side of the street, and Joseph is not best pleased.
Hey, Lord, what doth this man now hear? Poor men's wail is ever in wear. I wot by this booster's here that tribute I must pay. And for great age and no power, I won no good this 7 year. Now comes the king's messenger to get all that he may. With this axe that I bear, this purser and this nawager, and hammer all in fear, I have won my meat. Castle, tower, nay rich manor, had I never in my power, but as a simple carpenter. With these what I might get, if I have store now anything that I must pay unto the king, but yet I have a liking, the angel to me told, he that should man out of bail bring, my wife had in her keeping, that seems all good to my liking, and makes me more bold. Our leaf, sir, tell me, I thee pray, that poor as well as rich pay? My faith, sir, I hope, nay, that were a wondrous wrong.
Good man, I warn thee in good faith, to Bethlehem to take the way, lest thou in danger fall today, if that thou be too long.
Now sith it may none other be, Mary's sister, now hie we, an ox I will take with me, and there shall we sold. The silver of him, so mote I thee, shall find us in this city, and pay tribute for thee and me, for therefore we been hold.
So poor Joseph is actually going to go, not only go to Bethlehem with Mary, but he's actually going to have to sell some livestock to be able to pay for his tax. There is, in theory, some journeying now on a donkey, and there's a fair amount of journeying that could happen at various times in this next section. And Mary, once again still played by me, will be journeying along with Joseph. Our Lord, what may this signify? Some men I see glad and merry, and some sighing and sorry, wherefore soever it be. Sith God's Son came man to forby, is come through his great mercy, methink that man should kindly be glad that sight to see. And here, having looked at the various people who are happy and some who are sad, an angel appears to explain this to Mary.
Mary, God's mother dear, the tokening I shall thee lear. The common people, as thou seest here, are gladdest they well may, that they shall see of Abraham's seed Christ come to help them in their need. Therefore they joy without dread for to abide this day. The mourning men, take this in mind, are Jews that shall be put behind, for they pass out of kind through Christ at his coming. For they shall have no grace to know that God for man shall light so low, for shame on them that soon shall show, therefore they be mourning.
Mary, sister, sooth to say, harbour I hope get nay may, for great lords of stout array occupy this city. Therefore we must in good faith lie in this stable till it be day. To make men meek, Levi may, show him here, will he?
Help me down my life fear, for I hope my time is near. Christ, in this stable that is here, I hope born will be. And Joseph, in theory, helps Mary down from the donkey.
Come to me, my sweet dear, the treasure of heaven without wear. Welcome in full meek manner, him hope for I for to see.
And they settle down in the stable between the ox and the ass.
Mary, sister, I will essay to get two midwives, if I may. For though in thee be God very, a common against kind, for usage here of this city, and manner's sake, as he thinks me, for two will I will fetch anon to thee, if I may any find.
And he brings forth two midwives. Once again played by blokes, and this is one of those interesting variations on the story, as one of these midwives will come to a slightly sticky end-ish. Not a sticky end, but won't have a particularly happy journey, shall we say. So Joseph finds two midwives.
Women, God, you save and see, is it your will to go with me? My wife is come into this city, with child and time is near. Help her now for charity, and be with her till day be, and your travail, so mote I thee, I shall pay you right here.
Already, good man, in good fay, we will do all that ever we may, for two such midwives, I dare well say, are not in this city.
Come, good man, lead us away, with God's help, or be it day, that we can good thy wife shall say, and that thou shalt we see.
Lo, Mary, heart, I have brought here two midwives to the manor, to be with thee, my darling dear, till that it be day.
Sir, they be welcome without weir, but God will work of his power, for sooner for me my life fear is best as now and aye. Within a line, Mary is birthed. Precisely how this was staged, we do not know. However, it went rather well. Ah, eh, Joseph, tidings aright, I have a son, a sweet wight. Lord, thanked be thou much of might, for prieved is thy paucity. Penance felt I none this night, but right so as he in me light, common he is here in this sight, God's son, as thou may see. And there are variously mentioned in the script at this point and various other points that the star will appear over them. When precisely that happens, we're not sure, because it does appear in the script twice. So it maybe appears and disappears again, or comes back again. Well, I'm not sure. But anyway, the boy has been born, and Mary felt no pain whatsoever. Lucky her. Go, Joseph.
Lord, welcome, sweet Jesu. Thy name thou hadst, or I thee knew. Now leave I the angel's word is true, that thou art a clean maid. For thou art come man's bliss to brew, to all that thy sore will show. Now man's joys begin to new, and noy to pass away.
Lord, blessed most thou be, that simple born art, as I see, to prieve the devil of his paucity, common thou art today. Diversary is none for thee, therefore thy sweet body free in this crash shall lie with thee, and lapped about with hay.
Ah, dear Lord, Heaven King, that this is a marvellous thing, withouten teen or travailing, a fair son she has won. I dare well say, forsooth, Iwis, that clean maiden this woman is, for she hath borne a child with bliss, so wist I never none.
So the first midwife was quite pleased, and very much a believer. The second midwife doesn't, and this doesn't go well.
Be still, Tibel, I thee pray, for that is false in good fay. Was never woman clean may, and with child withitten man, but never the latter, I will assay, whether she be clean may.
Line missing.
And now, it if I can,